But one school teacher, Ivan Kurak, says the government must fix the economy first. The lack of jobs in Greece remains the biggest problem for Muslims and Christians alike. He says that nearly all of his students' fathers have been forced to seek work abroad in Germany. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Xanthi.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat 514 and a quarter up a quarter. May 522 and a quarter up 5 1/4. Soft March 487 and a quarter up 6. May 484 up 3 1/4. March corn 379 and a quarter down 3 1/2. July 394 down 4 1/4. December 410 3/4 down 3 1/4. March beans 975 down 4 1/4. May 983 down 2 1/2. November 963 down 3. March soybean meal, $3.36.40 up $2. March soybean oil, $31.10 down $33. April live cattle, $153.82.5 up $55. April feeders, $206.75 up $137.5. April lean hog, $66.02.5. Now $202.5, and they are down 80. Next Tuesday is the all-day ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. If you haven't gotten your ticket yet, I got some good news for you. I'll make you a deal. If you call this number this morning, 217-333-7300, and make your purchase, or $25 each, I will bring them with me on Tuesday morning, and you can pick them up right there at the door and walk right in. It'll only take a moment to do. Full day of activities. It's a WASD day. We'll have fresh numbers to digest and talk about. We'll also talk about livestock. We'll talk about land values. We'll have an outlook from Sue Martin. Beef House lunch, continental breakfast, a full day of activities. And Todd and I really would love to see you. If you don't have your ticket yet, call now. 217-333-7300.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. I'm very excited about next week. It's going to be a week of Indiana and Illinois. I'll be in Fowler Monday. I'll be there in Covington on Tuesday with a bunch of freebies to hand out and drawings. And then Wednesday I'll be in Jacksonville. So I hope producers can break away and come to see us next week. It's going to be a great week. Weather looks like it's going to be good as well.
Weather looks tremendous compared to a week ago.
Yes, Tuesday. Exactly.
Let's talk about the marketplace, and I guess we're going to have to begin with that U.S. jobs report, because it has blown the doors off what traders thought was going to happen. And then you look at the dollar, and it has put the finishing touches on a week that has already screamed higher, gone above a 50% Fibonacci retracement from 2001. What does it all mean?
Well, you can essentially tie a string to the euro currency and tie it to both the soybeans and especially the wheat this week, Dave. I think you don't have a lot of difficult analysis to have to provide to the listeners this week if you do what I do and what you do. I mean, it's a big portion of why each of those complexes, the beans and the wheat, have been down 5 to 7% this week, because the euro currency was down 5% this week. And you're right, today's trade activity so far is actually holding up better than what I thought it would, because of the fact that we did see unemployment drop to over a 6.5-year low of 5.5%. And what that translates into the market, and getting to your question, is that puts the trade in the mindset that the Fed is probably more likely to raise at their interest rate at the middle of this year. Higher interest rates and bond yields usually attract more dollar investment and dollar buying, because the investors want to buy more U.S. Treasuries. Now, I think the Federal Reserve news and potential increase in rates, is a lot of that's already been dialed into the market at this point. And I think one of the big features that have pushed the euro down more than even this jobs report, obviously, because it came out today. Earlier in the week, we did get confirmation that March 9th, the ECB, the European Central Bank, would start their bond buying program of about $1 trillion. And I think this is probably the biggest issue that the trade has had to come to grips with. And the reality setting in that the negative interest rates are coming to Europe and higher interest rates are coming to the United States. And so I suspect we're in the late stages of a rally. I'm not saying it's the end of the rally, but I think the bull needs to be fed in the dollar here as we get into the middle part of March.
Let's talk about the soybean market in light of what you said, and in light of the fact that down in South America, not a lot of soybeans have been hedged yet, and the crop less than 50% sold yet. You would think that more pressure will be coming to bear on that marketplace in the next week to 10 days.
Yeah, I mean, you took out the 20-week moving average in the weekly chart, lead month futures, the 40-day moving average in lead month futures, and so you have opened your downside up in the soybeans technically as a result of the trucker strike being halted for 1 week, and as you say, new, I think, 10 or 12-year lows in the Brazilian real versus the U.S. dollar, pushing producers into the sell zone and the hedge zone. I think next week, though, is going to be a little bit more of a struggle. I'm still adding two hedges by 10 to 15% in new crop beans today because of these breaks on a weekly basis that we're facing. But I think that the downside potential and the fact that the beans have already lost, you know, 5%+ on the week, it's probably going to be harder for the beans to fall this quickly next week. It'll probably be more of a dogfight between the buyer and the seller, and I suspect that weekly end of the truck strike is going to be a big player as we get to the middle of the week. Do the truckers come back and strike because the Brazilian president hasn't done anything to meet their demands of material needs? And that's really what it's about as we get to next week's trade, I think.
Meanwhile, over in the corn market, I think at this point we can probably say the head and shoulders bottom has failed. I mean, I think we've moved sideways enough trading days to suggest that, which puts us essentially in the middle to bottom of a trading range that we've been doing since the beginning of February.
Yeah, you know, you've got some positive fundamentals. Weekly export sales were very strong. Weekly export inspections were very strong. The drought monitor did not improve for the wheat or for the corn in the Western Corn Belt. But if you tie that string to the euro and the wheat, you can then tie another string from the wheat to the corn. And that's really what it's been about this week. Once again, we had a weekly head and shoulders, inverted head and shoulders fail about 2 weeks ago in the wheat chart, and now the corn's playing catch up. Brighter side of this is the corn has held up extremely well, down less than a nickel heading into today's trade. And I think the other bright spot here is the wheat corn spread for the lead month has now challenged a dollar. And so we're dealing with levels not seen since, I think, July of 2013 when it comes to lead month soft red wheat against lead month corn. That says to me, or suggests to me, that the wheat is going to be less of a negative player in the corn pressure as we go forward here in the middle of the month and later in the month. Doesn't mean you can't unwind that wheat corn spread to where the corn looks worse than the wheat on a short-term basis, but I think if you're looking big picture next several months, I think this is where the wheat becomes less of a negative factor, and that would suggest then the dollar becomes less of a negative factor on the wheat. So that 480 lead month wheat number is a major support because that's the September low. We came within a penny or three quarters of a penny of hitting that this week. That's a big number to watch in March wheat.
Meanwhile, the WASDE report notwithstanding, the big reports are at the end of the month, the planting intentions and quarterly grain stocks report. Based on all that we have said, what do you think farmers are going to talk about putting in the ground?
Oh, I think they're still in the mindset of saving money and cutting costs, and that would suggest to me they're going after the non-GMO type products. They're going after Milo if you're west of the Mississippi River. They're going after the soybeans on swing acres. I do you also think that the supply-demand report that's coming out here on our Covington Beef House Day is going to be already probably factoring in the fact that we probably will see another increase in world-ending stocks of soybeans and oilseeds. That at midweek when the trade estimates came out probably did influence the bean trade mm-hmm. quite a bit as well. So I think we're going into the report with a bearish mindset in soybeans. So again, it probably would have to be a situation where you need to feed the bear in the soybeans next week, especially if that trucker strike comes back around.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Atchison, Kansas. May corn, 386, down 4.5. December, 410.75, down 3.25. May beans, 982, down 3.5. Novies, 962, down 4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.